Christine Hillesic-Lussier. My ties are to Saluit, and I am affiliated to the northern village of Kutjorabi. We can see through carvings that Inuit are responsive to change. Here, the bust is simply a woman, and we do not need to see her sewing in an Amautik or an Atirik to identify her as Inuk. She knows that she does not need any accessories or any cultural markers to signify that she is an Inuk. This carving resonates with my own sense of self. It makes me think of my inner journey of understanding my own body and my own sense of self as an Inuk woman. When I go up north, I have a certain freedom in presenting myself without Western conventional expectations of beauty. It doesn't matter what I wear, if I put on some weight, or if I decide not to put on some makeup. Rather, my experience is about the connections I have with family and community members and the land. As soon as I get off the plane in Jage, Montreal that is, I feel like I immediately lose that connection with the land. The focus is no longer on these connections, but on mere aesthetics, where my body is ascribed certain expectations. My inner journey also included reconnecting with my family and community in Nunavik, where I began to experience my sense of identity as an Inuk woman in a confident way, regardless of how I present myself. In my early adulthood, I bought many Inuit cultural markers. I accumulated a lot of Inuit clothing, accessories, and prints to learn to experience my culture in a way that felt empowering. But I can now go out into the world choosing to wear simply a fabulous dress, high heels, and not necessarily anything cultural in order to feel empowered as an Inuk. Although I am aware of how my body is perceived in Jage, I have adjusted to not seeking external validation. I am an Inuk regardless of how or where I happen to exist.